Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Have you ever been to a party where they played the newlywed game? The MC will separate men and women, then ask them the same series of questions independently. Then they compare answers to see how nearly the men and women say the same thing. When one church group played this game, the MC asked, "When did your husband last tell you, 'I love you'?" The woman answered that question, but it had been a long time since she had heard those words. It was years ago. Then they brought in the husband, and he gave exactly the same answer. The MC tried to pass off the situation with humor and get on with the party, but the husband interrupted, "I told her that I loved her when I married her, and I also told her that if I ever changed my mind, I'd tell her that as well." I'm quite certain that a husband can love his wife without saying so. And I suppose that a wife can have a measure of assurance that she is loved without ever being told. But I know one thing. In every heart, there is a vacuum which can only be filled by love. And apart from that knowledge, there is an emptiness and a loneliness which begin to choke love. My friend Dr. Gary Chapman contends there are love languages which he describes as touch, gifts, acts of kindness, and so forth, as well as the verbal expression of words. The man who brings flowers home for his wife is expressing love. Likewise, when he fixes the broken faucet in the kitchen sink and he brings his paycheck home, he is also demonstrating love. Now, some cultures never verbalize love. And individuals who come from homes where parents, dads especially, never express love verbally may find it difficult to do so themselves. I'm thinking of the husband who loved his wife, but he found it hard to say so. He thought about it and thought about it some more, finally deciding that on Friday evening, when he first got home from work, he would make this sort of speech and he would tell her that he loved her. Sure enough, that's exactly what he did. He came into the kitchen where she was preparing dinner, and a voice which was somewhat tense from nervousness reflected his words, and he ended the little speech saying, "My dearest darling, I love you." As he finished, he was surprised. His wife burst into tears. "I thought you'd like what I said," he exasperated. "Dear," his wife began, "I've had a splitting headache all day. This morning, I broke the teacup, the gold one which Mother gave us when we got married. And now you've come home dead drunk. It's just more than I can handle." One of our deep emotional needs is to give and receive love. Within every heart, there is a love-shaped vacuum which needs to be topped off or refilled every day. Children, teenagers, husbands and wives, as well as older members of the family, they all have this same need. One last thought. If you can't say it, write it. But however you do it, express it, and do so with warmth and sincerity. A letter, a note, a card with those special words can do so much to encourage the one to whom you have given your heart. A word of caution. If you write it, make sure the message is for the eyes of your beloved alone. I'm thinking of the wife who penned a rather personal and juicy note for her husband and put it in his lunch. However, another worker happened to come by and pick up his lunch by mistake. And was he ever surprised? Especially since he was unmarried. Learn to express it and say it every day. I love you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.